Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. And the access code is 420123. Amen. That is a number that those of you that are able to dial straight into our broadcast and you don't have any asking of any fee, amen, that is a number that we want you to continue to call. But for those of you, you know, that are not able to call in because they're asking for a fee, we want to give you this alternate number. Amen. So when you're giving out the number, you might want to give out this alternate number just in case they have a carrier that is asking them for a fee. This is the number that they can call that will not charge their phone. Amen. Praise God. And that number is area code 518-1529. Again, let me give you that number. This is the alternate number that you need to use, amen, praise God, if ever you try to get on our call and it asks you for a fee. That number is 518-333-1529. When you dial that number, I am understanding that they're going to ask you to put in the conference number that you're trying to call, which is 641-715-3670. And the access code is 420123. So, again, the number is 518-333-1529. That is the alternate number that you can use if ever you are, if ever you get a message that is asking you to pay a fee to call into any conference line. If you need further assistance, or if you did not get the number, you can also call us on our administrative line, and you can text us or call us and leave us a message. Our number is 773-609-2071. Amen. You can call us on that number. Amen. Praise God, and we'll make sure we get to you that alternate number. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So go ahead and invite others to the call. Amen. Praise God. So we are truly, amen, praise God, excited about, amen, what God is doing here on our 6 a.m. Mega Prayer. Amen. We want everybody, amen, that can to get on the call and join in and partner in with us. Amen. Praise God. As we, amen, praise God, reach out to the nations. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. So, amen. This is the 6 a.m. Mega Prayer. This is the Message of Christ Church, and you've tuned into our 6 a.m. Mega Prayer. Amen. We are here again Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. We're also here, amen, every Monday at 7 o'clock p.m. on our Miracle Monday. Amen. Praise God. And you can also join us every Sunday at 8 o'clock a.m. for our 8 a.m. Central Time Bible study. Amen. Praise God. So those are the times, amen, praise God, that we are here on the broadcast. We ask that you make a note, amen, of the times that we are going to be here and the days that we're going to be here, and we ask you to join us. Amen. Praise God. We thank God, amen, for all of those that join us here from all around the world, those that are here right now that are calling into our teleconference line, those of you that are listening by the way of internet, amen, praise God, and those of you that are going to go back and listen to our playback that is on various websites right now, amen, praise God. So we thank God for you. Blessings, 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 amen, to each and every one of you, amen, praise God, that are here today. Amen, praise God, praise God. We're going to go into a time of prayer, amen, praise God, and then we're going to get into our word, amen, for today, amen, praise God. And so once again, we certainly, amen, praise God, want you to take this time amen, before we get into the word of God, to reach out, amen, praise God, and invite somebody to this call. Amen, praise God, praise God. Amen, let us pray. Reach out, amen, in the spirit and pick up somebody in prayer. Amen, somebody that you know that is going through, somebody that is not saved, somebody that needs to be delivered. Reach out and lift up somebody in prayer. Amen, praise God. Amen, that is maybe in the hospital. Those that are behind prison doors, amen, praise God. Those that you know that have prayer requests, that have called you for prayer, that have asked you to pray for them, let's remember them right now, amen, praise God. For we know that God answers prayers, amen, glory to God. Yes, we know that God answers prayers, amen, praise God. So as we come together on this call, amen, we're going to focus in, amen, and believe, amen, and stand in agreement, amen, and stand in unity today. Amen, praise God, and we're going to believe God, amen, praise God, as we stand in faith, amen, that it is already done, amen, praise God, the time that you open up your mouth and release it into the atmosphere, the angels, amen, praise God, are running on an assignment, amen, to bring back, amen, praise God, that very word that you've spoken out of your mouth, amen, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen. I need you to just reach out and touch somebody, amen, and lift somebody up right now in the spirit, amen, in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you now. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Amen. Great is the Lord, and he's worthy to be praised today. Glory to God. We give you honor, God. We give you glory today. Amen. We magnify you, O God. We adore you, O God. We lift you, O God. We call your name great today, O God. We thank you, Lord God, for you are worthy to be praised today, God. We lift your name on high. We thank you, Lord God, for the power that is in your name today, oh God. We thank you that your name is above all names today, oh God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that as we call upon you, oh God, you shall answer and show us great and mighty things that we know not of. Today, oh God, we come today, oh God, for the sole purpose, oh God, of building the kingdom today, oh God, of praying, oh God, for those, oh God, that do not know you today. But, oh God, before we even get into our prayer, oh God, we want to honor you, oh God, for being our King today, for being our Lord today, for being the one, oh God, that sent your Son today to die on the cross, oh God. We are truly thankful, Lord God, and Lord God, we come to honor you and to let you know, God, is that there is nobody like you on today. So as we pray right now, oh God, we pray for your kingdom to come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We pray right now, Lord God, that you will keep heaven open on today, Lord God, on our behalf, oh God, and pour us down a blessing, God, that we will not be able to receive. And Father, right now, Lord, as we pray, oh God, there are some, God, that are on this call today, Lord God, that have prayer requests, God, that they have petitions up before the throne of grace, God. And on this day, God, we believe, God, that as we ask in the name of Jesus, that you will do it. Father, we're praying for those right now, God, that are not saved. Father, this call today is for salvation. Father, we thank you today, Lord God, that you are able to save. So, Father, as we call out the name of our loved ones, oh God, and even those that are calling out their own names today, oh God, because they don't know you and they are seeking to know you today. They're seeking, Lord God, to give their lives to you today, God. But those, Lord God, that are not saved, oh God, we are praying right now, God, that they will be saved. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your mighty name today. We thank you today, oh, God, for hearing us today. Oh, God, we just bless you right now, oh, God, as we stand in your presence. Father, we want to thank you today for hearing us. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for this call today. This call to intercessory prayer, to intercede, God, to remove ourselves out of the way, God, and to pray for others. Father, we thank you right now, God, that as your word says, oh God, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God has delivered them out of them all. We thank you for the deliverance on this call today. Father, we lift up every home today that is present on this call today. Father, we're praying right now, Lord, that you will bring peace into the homes. We're praying today, oh God, that you will touch every family member, oh God, that you will bring them into salvation and revelation of who you are. Father, if there be any brokenness in homes today, any, Lord God, trouble in homes today, we're asking you, Lord God, to fix it, oh God. Show us, Lord God, how to love one another. Father, we are thanking you today, God, for husbands and wives today. Father, we are lifting up marriages before you right now. We pray right now, Lord God, that every marriage that is broken, every marriage that is in disarray, every marriage that is in the midst of separation, oh God, we're asking you to come in and do a new thing. But you know what they stand in the need of, God. And as they make their requests before you concerning their marriages today, Father, we're asking you to move. So, God, we come today, oh God. We're so thankful to be in your presence. We're so thankful for this opportunity, oh God, to come to you. So we ask you now, God, we need your power on today. We need your power, and we thank you, Lord God, for your love today in the name of Yeshua. Father, let this word reach outside of this phone call today. Let it move, oh God, upon those, oh God, all around this world. As we pray, let there be a drawing to you. Let there be a coming to you like never before. God, we pray for the floodgates to remain open, oh, for heaven to remain open over us today. That as we pray, miraculous things will begin to happen. Pray. Signs, miracles, and wonders shall begin to move in the atmosphere. Father, we're praying right now today, Lord God, for the body of Christ to begin to come together, oh God, and seek you for your will. We thank you right now, oh God, for hearing us. Father, we lift you on. We lift your name up today. Pray for your kingdom to come and your will to be done. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. 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 And praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. We are, amen, excited about what God's doing here on our 6 a.m. mega prayer. Amen. Praise God. And we want you, amen, praise God, to hear. Amen, what the Spirit, amen, is saying to the church today. Amen, praise God. We have an awesome word today, amen, that we would like to share with you. Amen, praise God. So we want you, amen, praise God, to prepare yourself, amen, to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church today. Amen, praise God, praise God. Amen, praise God. We're going to go, amen, praise God, to the book of Jeremiah. Amen, praise God. Those of you that are here on the call, amen, praise God. We want you to join us here. Amen, praise God. On as we go into the word of God, we're going to go into the book of Jeremiah. Amen, praise God. Jeremiah 1 and 10. Amen. Jeremiah 1 and 10. I want you to go with me to Jeremiah 1 and 10. Amen. Praise God. We're going to expound on Jeremiah 1 and 10. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're going to read various translations. Amen. Praise God. Of the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. We're going to read various translations. Amen. Praise God. Of the Word of God. And so we want you to just follow along with us or read along with us as we begin to start reading Jeremiah 1 and 10. Amen. Grab your Bibles. Amen. Pull it up on your phone. Amen. Praise God. That you may be able to read the Word of God together with us. Jeremiah 1 and 10. This is what the Word of the Lord is saying to us. I'll start reading from the King James Version. And this is the Word of the Lord for today. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let's go ahead and read some more translations here. Amen. Praise God. Then we'll get into our word. Amen. Praise God. Another translation says, amen. Praise God. Behold, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to pluck up and to break down and to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. A few more translations here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a powerful scripture on today. Another translation says, no, I have set thee this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to root up and to pull down and to waste and to destroy and to build and to plant. Amen. One more translation and we're going to get into our word for today. Today, I appoint you to stand up against nations and kingdoms. Some you must uproot and tear down, destroy and overthrow. Others you must build up and plant. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Just for a few minutes here, I want to speak to you. Amen. The subject of it's time to build. It's time to build. It's time to build. Amen. Praise God. I want you to get that in your spirit today. That is the word of the Lord for today. Amen. It is time to build. Amen. Praise God. I want to take this time to honor my apostle, the apostle Deion Hill. Amen. Praise God. He is an awesome, awesome man of God. So anointed in so many ways, but he walks in such a revelation and a knowledge of God's word. Amen. Praise God. We had a meeting or a time of coming together to get an understanding. Amen. Praise God. Some things. We had a meeting, and in the meeting, amen, praise God, something just stuck in my spirit when the apostle, so Deion Hill, was speaking to us about the purpose of the ministry, the purpose of his apostolic calling in our lives. Amen, praise God. And so he gave us a mission for the ministry that we are connected to. And he told us that the purpose of this apostolic mission that we are to walk in is to strengthen and build the house of God. Amen. To strengthen and build the house of God. And he went on to say that how Jesus walked in a threefold ministry And that is what I want to talk to you about today. The threefold ministry mission of Jesus was to reach, teach, and to send. And so I want to kind of collaborate our theme in it's time to build, because that word build just stuck in my spirit. Body of Christ, you are being summoned today. You are being commissioned today to build the kingdom of God, to build the house of God. Amen. Praise God. That word build began to stand in my spirit because, amen, praise God, a lot of people don't understand the season that we are in. It is not the season to tear down and put down somebody. It is not the season to destroy. It is not the season, amen, praise God, amen, to be in. It is the season, and hear me today, it is the season to build. Now, let's get an understanding of this word build. Amen. Praise God. As I looked up the word build, amen, praise God, it says, amen, it means to construct and it means to put parts together, amen, in a period of time. It means to assemble. It means to make, form. Amen, praise God, praise God. And so as I begin to reflect on how that we in the body of Christ, we are to come together and build one another, amen, so that we will be strengthened, amen, praise God, to carry the word to the nations, to our cities, to our communities, even to our homes, amen. So it is time to build. There is somebody that you know right now that is hurting and that is broken down in the body of Christ, and there is somebody that you know, amen, praise God, that has been destroyed. They are dying spiritually and naturally because, amen, praise God, of hurt and pain, amen, in their lives. Amen, praise God. It is time, amen, praise God, to build up vigils. Amen. The body of Christ, amen, praise God, should be powerful. Amen, praise God. We should come together, amen, and the Bible says put the enemy on a flight. Praise God. So each and every one of us have a job to do, a work to do, a calling to do in the body of Christ. Amen. Praise God. So this is not the time to be sitting around. Amen. This is not the time, amen, to stop. Amen. This is not the time, amen, praise God, to not be sure, amen, be absolutely sure about the work that God has called you to do. He is calling us to build. To build, to encourage. Amen. Praise God. So the meaning of the word build. Amen. Praise God. For those of you that are just getting on the call, those of you that are going to come to the call, amen, a little later, I want you to understand, amen, praise God, it means, amen, to form something, to put something together. And then it is a process, amen, to establish something. Amen. Praise God that it will be able to reach the purpose of what it is called to do. So, body of Christ, we have a purpose. We have a purpose. Amen. Praise God. And as we build up one another, we'll begin to know the purpose. Amen. Praise God. So, when I was thinking about this word build, and I'm going to go back to Jeremiah in just a little bit, but I was directed in the spirit, amen, praise God, to Ephesians 4 and 16. When the apostle Peel was talking about how that we are supposed to build the house of God, and he gave us, amen, praise God, how to strengthen and build the house of God. Amen. He gave us directions and information on how we're supposed to do that. Amen. Praise God. So that we're just not doing things according to our own understanding. As we build, we must follow the word of God, the blueprint of God. Amen. Praise God. And so we are a house of God. Together we are the body of Christ. And we stand together on the holy spoken word of God. Amen. So Ephesians 4 and 16 says, amen, praise God, from whom the whole body fitly joined together. according to the effectual work in the measure of increase of the body into the edifying of itself in love. My, my, my. What a powerful scripture. Let me read it in another illustration so that you get a better understanding. It says, from him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. My God, in the name of Jesus, it is time to love like never before. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. It is the love that we need to bring back to the body of Christ. It is the love of Christ that we need to have in our hearts to encourage someone. Amen. Praise God that they will be able to do the work. Amen. Praise God. There's another translation here that is so powerful. Amen. Praise God. I want to go ahead and read that, God, so that we can get a better understanding. Amen. Praise God of what God is saying. It says, from whom the whole body being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building of itself in love. We are to build one another in love. We are to build the house of God in love. So today we're going to talk about how to build. It's time to build. The purpose of building. Amen. Building that we need to do in the body of Christ. There is an anointing that God is placing upon us to build, to love, to do the work. It is time for us to be fitted and held together. Every gift, every person in unity, properly working together, doing the work of God, growing together and building yourself up as well as one another up in love. Amen. Praise God. Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Talks about how God gave the fourth chapter and 11th verse of Ephesians says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And God is building up the fivefold mission, ministry, Christ, for the purpose that we will perfect the saints, that we will get the people to a place in this season where they finish assignments, that they stand under pressure and continue to build, that they get to the place where they have perfected something, where they are not moved by the enemy, because if we're standing together, we cannot be moved. Amen. Praise God. As we're doing the work that God has called us to do, we will not stop. Perfecting, it's time to perfect the work that God has called you to do. It's time for us to do the work of the ministry. What is the work of the ministry? To build, to strengthen. Amen. Praise God. To strengthen and build the house of God. Amen. Praise God. And it also says for the edifying of the body of Christ. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Let's edify the body of Christ. Let's lift the body of Christ up. Stop putting your brothers and sisters down. Amen. Lift them up. Encourage them. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So as the apostle began to speak to us, and this word build just began to just settle in my spirit in just such a way, I heard the Lord say, it's time to build. It's time to build. He took me to Jeremiah 1 and 10. And in Jeremiah 1:10, it says, "See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant." Amen. Praise God. God is speaking this very same word over the body of Christ. He's saying this day, today, right now, this is the season. This is the time for us to build like never before. God is setting us and appointing us and calling us, amen, praise God, to territory. Amen, praise God. There is territory and land that we are going to take, amen, in the body of Christ. So God is calling us today, amen, to take over. Amen, to take back. Amen, praise God, what he has given us, amen, in the body of Christ. He's calling us to walk in dominion. He's calling us to walk in authority, amen, praise God, over the nations and over kingdoms. Amen. He's given us, amen, 6 things that he is commissioning us to do. And let me mention those 6 things again. He says, root out, pull down, destroy, throw down, build, and plant. There's 6 things that he mentioned there in Jeremiah 1:10. But I want to focus on the word, the 5th word that he said to Jeremiah. 5 meaning grace. There is grace, a double portion of grace that is being released over the body of Christ right now to build. Grace gives us what we do not deserve, and that is salvation. And that is the promises of God. That is the kingdom things of God. Grace allows us to walk in the gifts of God. Grace allows us to move, amen, into higher places. And so there is a grace upon building in this season. God is going to allow this grace to move us, amen, from glory to glory. Amen. Praise God. So things that used to be hard, amen, for you are not going to be hard as we build. As we build, God is going to position us and reposition us into the proper place that when you begin to build, there will be an open heaven that is going to just be over you as you get into the place, the proper place that God is calling you to. Amen. Praise God. So the 5th thing that we want to talk about that he spoke to Jeremiah, that he was calling Jeremiah to, is to build. Is to build. Amen. Praise God. Is to build. And we just heard that to build, the word amen, build, amen, as we was just talking about, build means to construct something by putting parts or material together over a period of time. It means to assemble something, to make something, to form together. So we as the body of Christ are supposed to work together to build the house of God, to build the kingdom of God, amen, and we're supposed to use our gifts, amen, praise God, and our anointing, amen, praise God, along with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which is the love, joy, peace, amen, praise God, long-suffering, amen, praise God. And so as we walk in those things, amen, we begin to see the body of Christ strengthen, amen, praise God, strengthen. But this word build stuck in my spirit, and it means to form something, and we are forming together, amen, and collaborating together, amen, body of Christ, an army of people, amen, praise God, ambassadors of Christ, a fivefold ministry. We're forming together, amen, and collaborating together, amen, a remnant of people, amen, praise God, that are going to release heaven upon earth, amen, praise God, and we're going to begin to see change as that comes together, amen. Praise God. Praise God. And so one of the things I noticed in Jeremiah 1:10 is that a number of things I noticed was that the word build was the fifth thing that was mentioned to Jeremiah. Amen. God meaning that I'm going to give you grace to do this. You can't do it on your own. Amen. Praise God. You won't understand it on your own because my ways are not your ways and my thoughts are not your thoughts. Amen. God, you won't be able to do it in your own power and in your own strength. It's going to be done by my spirit, says the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So God was telling Jeremiah that my grace is sufficient. Amen. Praise God. So grace is upon you right now to build. The season to build has come back around again. Amen. Praise God. And I hear the Lord saying that I am bringing back to you. Amen. I am restoring back to you. Amen. What the cankerworm and the palmer worm has eaten. Amen. Praise God. And the things that the enemy has stolen out of your life are coming back. Amen. But there has to be a building. Amen. Praise God. Some things have been destroyed. Amen. Praise God. In your life. Amen. Some things. Amen. Praise God. Have been pulled down. Amen. Praise God. And thrown down in your life. Amen. And rooted out of your life. But God is saying, I am going to build. I am going to rebuild. Amen. Praise God. I will not leave you in a place. Amen. Praise God. Of not having what I have promised. I made a covenant with you. And so today I'm going to show you and speak to you about building. Amen. Praise God. Amen. What I have given you to build. Amen. Praise God. So also I noticed that the word build, amen, came right before the word plant. Now, in the natural, normally you would think something needs to be planted first before it is built. But God began to give me a revelation on why he put the word build before plant. Build before you plant. I want you to get that in the spirit. You must build before you plant. Amen. Praise God. Before you can plant a seed or before you can become a seed, you first must be built up to a place where you're able to conceive the seed. Amen. A building or a person that is broken or destroyed or is hurt, that is not up to part, will not be able to plant, will not be able to carry, will not have good soil. Amen. Praise God. So it's important that you build first, that you get people to a place where they are able to stand, where they're able to survive. Amen. Praise God. The fiery darts that are being thrown at them. It is important that you get people to a place as you build them up that they walk in wisdom, understanding, and knowledge of God's word, that they understand purpose. Amen. That they understand, amen, praise God,